This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. It's been a long day out with my family. Me, Richard, my aunt and uncle, and my little cousin, Joni. Joni's 8 years old. Me, Richard, and Joni are in the back seats of the car. We're on the way home from a long day out. Really lovely day we all had together. Lots of just pure family fun. We're all tired, though. And Joni decides to fall asleep while in the back seat. She falls asleep pretty much all over Richard. Little Joni, 8 years old. She's so petite. Tiny little 8-year-old preteen. Long blonde hair. Braces in her mouth. And today, she wore these tiny gray shorts and a small white tank top. In the car, she had removed her shoes, so she's just wearing pink-colored socks. And she looks so peaceful, so adorable, all laid out in the back of the seat of the car. My aunt and uncle in the front driving. And honestly, who would have thought such a innocent family experience could end up so fucking perverted? You doing okay over there, Richard? I'm sorry that my little cousin fell asleep on you. But you know how kids are. They get in the car and they just can't help but fall asleep. I mean, she's like all over you. Why are you squirming so uncomfortably, Richard? Are you getting turned on? Because usually you get all squirmy when you get turned on. Surely you aren't turned on by my little 8-year-old cousin. Wait a minute. I think you are. Yeah, I think you are. You're getting all flushed in the face and all kinds of squirmy. Oh my God. Is it her tiny little gray shorts that's turning you on? The fact that such sensitive little girl parts are on your body? You really are turned on. Oh my God, Richard. Oh my God, I should probably tell my aunt and uncle in the front that they should just pull this car over and get this pedophile out of the car. They can't hear me. Don't worry. But if you don't follow along with my fun little playtime right now, I will alert them. I will tell them that you've got a hard on from their daughter and that you're turned on by such a young, underage daughter of theirs. Oh my God, they'd fucking kill you, Richard. Don't worry. I'm kind of excited that I just learned you're turned on by Joni. Let me guess. You like Joni's little braces? You like that she's a brace-faced, innocent preteen, Richard? Does that make you want to molest her little body? It does. I should probably call the cops, shouldn't I? So fucking illegal, Richard. Yeah, that's my nasty pedophile. What would her parents think if they knew that their daughter was laying on a pedophile's lap? I bet you've got a hard cock against her little thigh, don't you? Do you know how upset that would make them? You fucking pervert. You've been caught red-handed, Richard. Yes. You nasty pedo. Triggered so much by your young little body, huh? I mean, are you molesting her now? Because literally, your hard cock is pressed against her thigh. Your cock is touching an 8-year-old child. That probably does qualify as molestation. What do you think, you kitty molester? Look at you, you're so fucking squirmy. Are you squirmy? Because it makes that hard dick rub and press just a little bit against Joni, huh? I should probably get on my phone right now. Alert the authorities, the police. Be a good citizen and turn in you, Richard, a pedophile. A child molester, telling them exactly what you're doing, that your hard dick is against my cousin and she's only 8 years old. Threw you right in jail, Richard, for getting hard from some innocent little girl just simply sleeping on you. You sick fuck. You know what I think you should do? I think you should lift those hips up a little bit. Really, really get Joni's body on that hard dick. That pedophile cock. What's wrong, Richard? What, you don't want to take advantage of a little sleeping 8-year-old, Joni? You don't want to take advantage and molest her 8-year-old body some more with your hard cock, huh? Do it, or I will tell my aunt and uncle right fucking now that you got turned on and hard because Joni fell asleep on you. Do it. That's it, you kitty fucker. Push that cock against her thigh some more. Hush. Don't tell me what to do. I'm gonna rub your leg and hers. Don't you fucking worry about what I'm doing, you pedophile. Yeah, see, you could be rubbing her leg too. You could. You could be rubbing it too, molesting her. Pushing your pedophile dick against her while you're rubbing her thigh. Oh, look. She's waking up. Don't you want to rub this thigh? Come on, Richard. Replace my hand with your hand on her legs. Come on, you know you want to touch an 8-year-old child, Richard. This is a chance. A chance to be a child molester. And, you know, when you do it, just know I can call the cops right now and get you pushed right into jail. No one fucks around with sex offenders, do they? It must be so good, though. Have you ever thought about that, Richard? You know, these men, actual sex offenders, crossing the line knowing good and well what'll happen if they get caught. But the forbidden fruit is too tempting, isn't it? That they must. Do it. They must rape a child or molest a child just to feel that young underage body. Do it, Richard. Fucking put your hand on her leg, or I will say something right now. Her parents are literally right, like feet away from us. Do it. Rub her leg. There you go. Yes, you are touching a preteen sexually. Now I'm wondering how sick you really are, Richard. I wonder if you look at her little braces today and fantasize about what your cock would look like right up against her little braces. What a brace-faced 8-year-old would look like waiting for your cum. On her knees right before you. You jerking that pedophile dick until you explode all over her braces. Oh my god, you really are a pedophile. Huh? You really are a fucking pedophile. Look at you. I've never seen you this turned on. I mean, what would her fucking parents think, Richard, if they just turned around and saw you rubbing her daughter, moved her bum, touch Joni's butt? Come on, fucking do it. Do it, or I call the cops. You see, I got my phone right here. I will call them. I will snap a picture of what you're doing and fucking call them. If you don't move your hand to her tight little 8-year-old ass, do it. You're such a good boy. Look at you. Now you're really molesting. Yeah, keep grinding those hips. I see you doing it, you sick fuck. Molesting your cock against her. Oh, hi, Joni. I'm sorry we woke you up. Keep your fucking hand on her. Don't you worry, Richard. Don't you worry. Because I've got a secret for you. I've got a secret for you. You might have been wondering why I've been so into encouraging you to molest little Joni here. Well, it's because I've been coaching her for a while. Me and Joni are very, very close, which you knew. You already knew that. So when I saw that she got turned on by just simply her body being close to you, we can have some real one-on-one practice, can't we, Joni? Yeah, you ready to train? You ready to train with me? We've been waiting for this, haven't we, baby? Joni, get your sexy little ass on top of Richard. Straddle on top of him. There we go. Now grind that little preteen pussy and ass against Richard. Do you feel his hard dick? Yes, a hard dick of a pedophile. I've been training you for so long on how to please one of these. Good girl, it feels good, doesn't it? Feels so good to rub your little cunny against something hard. Now you, my pedophile, my sex offender. You like that? You like this little preteen slut grinding against you? Squeeze and grope her legs. Do it. Touch her skinny little girl legs while she grinds against you. I've taught her that means that equals good job when a man molests her little body. Yes. God damn, it looks so hot. Oh my god, she looks so hot straddled on top of your adult body, her tiny little body on top of you. This is illegal what you're doing, Richard. I could put you in jail so fucking fast. And you don't want to stop, do you? You don't with me encouraging you, feeling that tight little ass on your lap. Now kiss her. Kiss Joni. I've practiced kissing with her, so she knows how to do it. Kiss her, or else. You know what'll happen if you tell me no. I'll call the cops. I'll tell her parents to turn around right fucking now if you don't do it. Do it. Kiss her. That's it, Richard. Oh my god, you're fucking doing it. Slide that tongue against her braces, you pedo. So fucking illegal, but it's so hot. Watching you make out with Joni. Move those hands to her bum. Really feel them. Put your hands right on her little ass. And show her how you want your cock grinded on. Just like that. Yes. You fucking child rapist. You wanna fuck children, Richard? I should call the cops. I should call the cops and just tell them you just admitted you want to fuck children. Now you're making out with an 8-year-old right now. I just thought of something. Joni, why don't you pull those little shorts to the one side, right there in the middle? Show Richard something that I've taught you. Look at that, Richard. Joni's not wearing panties. Look at that bald, hairless child pussy. I know you are looking at it. You're gonna take out your cock. Oh, you're not? Yes, you are. I will scream out that you are molesting Joni if you don't take that cock out. Here, actually, let me do it. Just move to the side, Joni, 1 second. There we go, yep. Leaky and hard for little 8-year-old Joni, you pedo. Now, I'm just going to place it down. Joni, grind against that bare cock. Keep the shorts to the side. That's it. You feel those child pussy lips hugging your shaft. That's a good girl. Grind on that hard dick. Grind on that pedophile. I should get my phone and start recording. Make some child porn. Would you like that, Richard? Recording this. Recording this ball, little pussy grinding against you. I bet you want to just slide into there, don't you? Be a real kitty fucker. You sick fuck. You really want to rape her, don't you? No, you do. You want to rape that little child pussy, huh? Yeah, you fucking child rapist. She getting wet for you? You like how I groomed her? I groomed her to be a little kitty slut. I just didn't know that you were going to be the pedo that gets to experience my little kitty slut for the first time. Now in a moment, we are going to pull that cock up, and Joni, you're going to lower yourself onto that pedophile cock. But here's the thing, Richard. You're not going to go more than halfway. Joni's been trained not to bust that cherry. Because here's the thing. It's my rule that I taught her. If she still shows as a virgin, meaning that hymen hasn't been busted, then she still is one. Maybe your cockhead will get to feel just the beginning of that hymen, but it's not going to reach past there. So, Joni, go ahead. Here, I've got his cock up for you. Lower down on it, baby girl. You're about to fuck a child, Richard. You're about to feel the inside of an 8-year-old little girl. You fucking pedophile. This is it. This is it. Now you're officially a child rapist. Here it comes. Here it comes. Feel the inside of Joni. Stretch that little child out. God. Oh my God. I should have her parents turn around and see this. See the image of you, your hard pedo cock, accepting their little daughter's 8-year-old pussy. Or maybe I should just snap a picture and call the cops. Oh my gosh, police, can you please help? Oh, my boyfriend, he raped a child today. Oh my God, he should be thrown in jail and locked up. He is such a pedophile rapist. That's a good girl, Joni. You know, you like feeling pedo dick inside of you, don't you? I've been such a good teacher, teaching an 8-year-old to seek out adult pedophile dick. That's a good girl. Remember, don't bust that cherry. No, you just go about halfway, slide all the way down, halfway, and come back up, and bounce that cute little ass. Richard, grab that little ass while she's riding you. Grab it just like that. You're such a natural child rapist. Look at you. You barely fought against me. Probably. I'm going to say it's not really because I keep, you know, threatening to get you in trouble. I think it's because you wanted to fuck Joni. You wanted to feel the inside of a child. You wanted to cross that line and be a sex offender. You wanted to be a kitty preteen. Maybe soon. Maybe soon. You know, after we get out this car on another day, we can make you the pedophile, the star pedophile in kiddie porn, Joni, number one preteen kiddie porn star. What do you say? You like that? You can watch yourself rape Joni over and over and over again. Oh my god, this is probably the best sex you've ever had, huh? With an 8-year-old preteen breaking the fucking law, raping a child when her parents are just feet away. Yeah, you better enjoy it in case they turn around, Richard. I can tell you're getting ready to come. I can see it. I can see it in your body language, the way you're breathing, the way you're turning all red. Don't come until I tell you to. I'm going to count you down, Richard, because I've trained Joni, so I get to control what happens to her. I'm sure you don't mind, do you, darling? Don't you dare come until I get to zero. If you do come early, I will tell her parents to turn around and I will keep Joni on top of you. I will tell them that you've been raping her this whole car ride. If you come too early, do you fucking understand me, Richard? Good. Now enjoy that child pussy until I tell you to come. 10. You like a little 8-year-old milking your pedophile cock. I can't believe you've been hiding this from me, that you're attracted to children, that you want to fuck children, that you're triggered by brace-faced, jailbait 8-year-olds. God, it's so obscene, a fucking 8-year-old, Richard. You are inside an 8-year-old, you sick fuck. 9. I wish you could see yourself right now, Richard, with a petite, tiny, tiny little 8-year-old on your lap, milking your pedophile cock, you in complete child rape bliss. But just the obscenity and how depraved it looks to see a child fucking you and you loving it. You loving fucking a child, you sex offender. Go ahead and make it even more depraved. Molest her little chest, those missing tits. Do it, or I call the fucking cops. 8. And you show me that you can be a good pedo and obey me and come when I tell you to. We'll make some child porn with Joni and you. Richard and Joni, kiddie porn stars, showing other pedophiles how to rape and molest an 8-year-old, showing other pedophiles how hard you come for my 8-year-old cousin, you sick fuck. 7. You should be on some kind of list now, Richard, the list of sex offenders, real child rapists. Real pedophiles, because now you can't deny it. No, you've let some little 8-year-old fuck your pedophile cock. And you love it. You sick fuck. You should be in jail right now. This act right now would send you to fucking jail. 6. And you're so obsessed with fucking Joni that you're fucking her and her parents right just feet away, Richard. That is how much you wanted to rape this child. Their perfect little angel, Joni. Their innocent child. Joni's just 8 years old, Richard. 5. And you know what's kind of hot about child rape, child sex, is that you can come inside her. You can fuck her bareback whenever you want and come deep inside Joni's little pussy. She won't get pregnant, will she? She's just 8 years old. That's so sick and twisted. Fucking a child that's not even ready to breed, and you love it, Richard. Four, you're getting so close to using an 8-year-old to come. You're gonna come inside an 8-year-old, Richard. And I bet you wanna come all over her. You wanna see that cum dripping off her braces. You wanna come all over her flat little tummy, her tight little ass. You sick fuck. I'm calling the cops, Richard. Three. So much closer now. You're getting ready to come, aren't you? How's it feel to rape a child, Richard? How's it feel to be a sex offender now? A child fucker. Having child sex in the back of a car with her parents in the front. Two, don't you dare fucking come yet, Richard. I will call the cops and I will tell their parents to look at you fucking their child. And don't you dare come. You don't come yet. I know you so badly want to come inside that 8-year-old. You want to come inside Joni, but don't you dare fucking come or I will get you caught and thrown in jail. You hear me, Richard? One. Richard, oh my gosh, wake up. How did you fall asleep so fucked up? You've left me back here all alone. Wake up. Wake up. What's the matter? Did you have a bad dream? Oh, poor Richard. Well, that's what you get for falling asleep on me. God. I've been stuck back here talking to my aunt and uncle. You and Joni have been sleeping the whole time. Oh, I'm sorry, Joni. I didn't mean to wake you up, baby. Oh, you need to tell Richard a secret? Okay, that's fine.